The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Live across the Great Lakes State, you're connected to Michigan's most engaging and influential radio and television program, Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields, presented by Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Michigan, and Blue Care Network.
I'm producer and creative director Tony Cuthbert.
This is meteorologist John McMurray.
Now in the shadow of the Capitol Dome in Lansing, he's heard from the beaches of Lake Michigan to the halls of power and behind closed doors. Here's Michigan's Michael Patrick Shields.
Who's this guy that every city in America wants to claim as their own? Boxing clever with every word, talking like America, fast, straight up, in headlines, coming through with the big shtick, the aside, the quiet compliment, good cop, bad cop, all in the same breath. You know his story, because it's your story.
Michael Patrick Shields is on the air.
Good morning, world.
Good morning, Michigan. A very pleasant Firekeepers Casino Friday to you. We are going to every city in America, it seems like, as we have resumed the award-winning Sea to Shining Sea broadcasts. And this week we wrap up in downtown Detroit. Visit Detroit.com if you want to come down here. The Lions are going to play tonight against the Atlanta Falcons in a preseason game. Tigers just wrapped up a series here. And we are moving from here to Las Vegas, where we'll be broadcasting next week for the Virtuoso Travel Week Conference once again. And they got buckets of rain again last night. It was pouring in some of the casinos, and the carpets were flooded, and there were rivers running through some of the parking decks. So we'll go have a firsthand look, and we'll get our firekeepers on in Las Vegas next week. Next Friday, Jim Nance will join us by telephone. We'll be live from downriver, south of Detroit there, where I grew up, in the Wyandotte and Trenton and Riverview areas, our annual sojourn back into the past and back into downriver, where they're more concerned about their future, and they're making it happen all the time. From there, we will head to northern Michigan. And we'll be in Traverse City, we'll be in the Roscommon area, and we're going to be also for the first time visiting Belvedere Golf Club. I've never been there before, believe it or not. Having worked for the Michigan PGA, this will be my first time. And then we're going to broadcast from Boyne Mountain. We're going to see the new Sky Bridge. We're going to visit with Stephen Kircher and Bay Harbor. And Larry Olmsted will be with us, the travel writer from Forbes and USA Today and Cigar Aficionado and other publications. So stay tuned for all of that. You're coming with us. And I know Andrew Abood, very close with Stephen Kircher and a big fan of Belvedere and a big fan of Boyne. He'll be with us in just a couple of minutes. Speaking of travel, you can read my travel columns every other Sunday in the Lansing State Journal or at lsj.com, at traveltattler.org, or goworldtravel.com. You're going to hear a lot about President Biden traveling this weekend. You're going to hear a lot, and you are already on some of the news outlets, about his, quote, lavish vacation, they're calling it. Apparently, he's going to the Carolinas, and somebody's putting him up at a mansion, okay? And first, I want you to understand that that's not fair to say that the president's going on vacation to a lavish place for free. I mean, if you were president, you'd have friends. Friends would invite you over. That's how it goes. And by the way, every member of Congress, every elected official, United States senator, they all go home on the weekend. They don't sit in their office. So don't expect the president to sit in the White House office all weekend. He deserves a vacation just like you do. And so I'm just saying, when you hear people talking like that, it's not realistic. And it doesn't mean that the president's out of touch. He's in touch, believe me. They are briefing him all the time, and he takes a whole team of security people and communications people. All of them go with him. So don't let anybody tell you that he's on vacation, because he's really not. Tom Izzo doesn't get much time off, and he's agreed to a 5-year rollover contract. He will be a Spartan for life, the Michigan State basketball coach, second highest paid coach in the country, 28th season. Congratulations to him and Andrew Abood, the Wood Law Firm in East Lansing knows Tom Izzo very well, and I'm sure that makes you smile this morning, doesn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, we're really happy for Tom Izzo, of course, but also happy that Alan Haller seemed to secure the second corner of the foundation of Michigan State Athletics.
Give us the details. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, it's important to have a stable situation in your football program. And, you know, obviously the basketball program has been stable for a long time. And it appears from all outlooks that Tom Izzo was happy and has a good relationship with Mel Tucker. But now it's obvious that that he'll be with us for into the indefinite future. So that's great.
That wasn't always the case, and now it will be. Wanted to ring you up because there was a hung jury in the Flint Water civil trial yesterday. Apparently there was one juror who just had decided that they'd reached their max, and there was some crying in the courtroom. And the judge said, in my view, the jury has spoken, and to go any further would place undue pressure and coercion on the jury. They were trying to decide whether this engineering firm and Governor Snyder were responsible for the Flint water crisis. And the judge said that due to the physical and emotional health of the jurors, it's time to stop because it will only result in stress and anxiety with no unanimous decision unless somebody surrenders their honest conviction for the purpose of returning a verdict. It's almost like that 12 Angry Men movie, isn't it?
Well, obviously in the 12 Angry Men, that was a criminal case, and Flint Water was a civil case. But in the end, it's still human beings, both on the jury and as part of the engineering firm. And I think regardless of what the wrongdoing, if there was, you know, jurors can often relate to people, and they must have had great defense lawyers given the facts of the case and the harm that was caused, to, you know, personalize these companies so that jurors felt a real connection to them.
So you do get to the point where one person would have to totally change their conviction in order to get a verdict, and the judge can sense that, and he says, we've reached our stress point here?
Right, exactly. And in a civil case, it doesn't have to be unanimous. It just is a majority. So on a six-person jury, you'd need four.
So there must have been more than one then, I guess. Or I get fuzzy math in that degree. But in terms of math, the Michigan Supreme Court yesterday decided 4-3. They're going to keep the pandemic-related court rules so that hearings can be done over video. Bridget McCormick thinks it gives remote access to the courts. And Justice Viviano says that those hearings are less engaged and less meaningful when they're done by Zoom. What do you think?
Well, I think there is less meaning, but there's a lot of hearings that we do on a regular basis. I have one at 9 o'clock where the judge is essentially going to ask us, hey, what's going on? Are you guys talking? Can you work this out? If you can't, let's set a trial date. That kind of hearing doesn't need to be in person. I'd have to drive down to Wayne County. There'd be a lot of logistics to get my client there. So it saves money, it helps with the security of the courtroom, and there's a lot of judges that, quite frankly, because of health concerns, don't want the contact for what I would say are non-substantive hearings.
Oh, so maybe it's a matter of the sort of substance of actually what is going to happen. Is it perfunctory or is it cross-examination and that sort of thing? Andrew Abood at the Abood Law Firm in East Lansing. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Captain Chris Shepler of Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry. Welcome aboard Michigan's Big Show starring Michael Patrick Shields. It's smooth sailing in the Straits of Mackinac, so find us at the Mackinac City or St. Ignace Dock. I'm at the helm now. So enjoy MPS the rest of the way.
Hi, I'm David Hall from Hall Financial. With home values growing over 15% within the last year, it's time to reevaluate your home equity. The Hall Financial team is available right now to help you start your cash out refinance. 866-CALL-HALL or go to callhallfirst.com.
Time for a career change? Looking to make a difference? Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join our dedicated team of school bus professionals. Dean Transportation has immediate openings and offers paid training to obtain a commercial driver's license. With increased starting pay, benefit packages, flexible scheduling with weekday hours, and more, Dean Transportation may be the career choice for you. No experience needed. Apply now and train all summer. Head to deanjobs.com.
Starting route to top 10 state status. Proceed to the plan.
The Road to Top 10 plan from Business Leaders from Michigan charts a course for Michigan's growth with key landmarks along the way.
Turn right to compete for good jobs.
Like bringing quality jobs to Michigan, investing in education and job training, rebuilding our infrastructure, and more. And if we follow the plan,
you have reached your destination, top 10 state status.
Read the full plan at michiganroadtotop10.com.
Simple, easy, and affordable. PureGreenLawn.net. Pure Green Lawn and Tree Professionals provides high-quality lawn and tree services to thousands of Michigan families. Would you like a competitive quote, or maybe you have a unique service need, or just have a troubled lawn and past services did not have a solution? PureGreenLawn.net means quality customer service and well-maintained lawns and landscapes. Simple, easy, and affordable. PureGreenLawn.net.
Hi, I'm David Hall from Hall Financial. A flimsy pre-approval from a big box lender or a bank just isn't going to cut it in today's market. You need a five-star certified pre-approval from Hall Financial. 866-CALL-HALL or go to callhallfirst.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.